Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. As we launch here into another week of fun and excitement on the program, lots to talk about tonight. Coming up, Gardner, you're going to tell us about some emergency camps, which it's not going to be like
fun
camping
camps
in the woods. Not probably not fun. We'll get to those details, but first, some breaking news from here in New Hampshire, the activist community. If you've listened to the show before, you know that Mark and I moved here a few years back as part of the Free State Project, a movement of thousands of liberty-oriented people all moving to New Hampshire in order to get active for freedom. And a lot of people in the Free State Project are active in the political realm, and that's great. I'm sure there's some advances that will be happening there, and indeed the folks over at the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance have done a pretty swell job so far. So, you know, we certainly bring you that news, but also like to bring you the news from the outside-the-system activists here in New Hampshire as to what they are doing. As you may know, recently we had a marijuana protest that went off, and that's not what I wanted to cover tonight, but just as an example of some of the stuff that go on here, I'm a little loopy tonight because I've been up all since 6:30 this morning. The reason I got up so early was because we had a little group traveling out of the Keene area to go to Milford, New Hampshire, where there was to be a hearing for Mike Barsky, who was arrested over the weekend on a number of charges, one of them being failure to appear. So he'd been pulled over. And there was an open container in the car. He had a loaded firearm. Passenger had an open container. And so he got a couple charges on that.
Doesn't sound good.
And then he didn't show up to the arraignment for those charges. So they issued a warrant for his arrest for a failure to appear. And it was over the weekend. He was coming home from a party with some liberty activists driving home, and they picked him up at that point. So he went into jail, and then it was this morning that he had the arraignment on essentially something like six charges or something like that. And so that's why many of the activists and I were out there this morning to be there to support Mike.
It's good you guys
this, because the fact is, even though Mike has something like six charges against him, not a single one of those charges involves any sort of victim. We're talking about speeding, open container, gun with no concealed carry license, not showing up for court, expired registration, and no New Hampshire driver's license. So,
you know, this is a very interesting situation where obviously what comes into play here is a state, in the generic sense, ownership of the roads. And it shows us just how far we, or Americans and many people in many societies, many countries, have deviated from the concept of real harm being the only thing that should bring you into a courtroom, a real tort. I mentioned, you know, being here with you guys before, that the state has no stake. It has no claim for harm because the state is an abstract entity.
It's a fantasy.
Composed of individuals. Supposedly, according to British common law, the only times you're supposed to be able to go into court are when you have a claim of damages against someone else. If you have been robbed or defrauded or something like that, then you can head on in. So in this instance, because the state in the abstract owns the roads, they can make preemptory laws about how you shall operate on those roads. And if you break those codes, then they will bring you to court. I think, undermines the very concept of why courts were made, which was to resolve conflicts between people, not to act as a mechanism of coercion against people who have basically no other choice than to drive on the roads that the state has usurped and taken over.
And that's basically what they do 99% of the time.
Right.
There's the occasional two-person trial.
But now, at first blush, Ian, you've got these infractions, and you say, hey, you know what, man? I don't want a guy like that driving on my roads. But they're not just your roads. They're also his roads. They're everybody's roads now because everybody has to pay for the stinking roads. For goodness sake, isn't Milford one of these Main Street communities? They got money from the federal government, for goodness sake, to help improve their Main Street. You know, Wilton did as well in New Hampshire. So everybody is paying in some way. So he has a stake to be able to run on the roads the way he wants to. Unfortunately, he can't. Now, if these were private roads, Maybe there would have been a road system for him to drive on with open containers and things like that. Either way, he's forced to drive on these roads. Mm-hmm. The state has taken them over. These roads originally around the United States, roads weren't built by governments. They were built by people who came up with their own rules.
I don't think driving with an open container is the greatest idea in the world. I mean, I consider it dangerous, and that's the part that bothers me. Why is he in jail if he hasn't hurt anyone? Isn't that the idea of jails, to separate you from society because you're dangerous to other people?
It's a tricky question, though, because you have people who've been busted for drunk driving. They haven't hurt anyone, but they certainly pose a greater risk statistically on the road. So in the abstract,
and
they pose a greater risk.
He didn't show up for a trial.
Gets you into the secondary thing of not acknowledging the power of the state over him.
That's a major issue, honestly. And right. Nobody has accused Mike Barsky of being drunk. No one has accused him of that. So, just want to talk a little bit about who Mike is. I think he probably has called this show at least a couple times in the past.
I don't know. I don't remember him having called. But
he's really a great activist here in New Hampshire. He's one of the newer activists, moved in 2008. And you will see Mike Barsky, well, when he's not in a jail cell, you'll see him at almost anything that's going on. I mean, he will drive across the state for virtually any sort of event, any kind of opportunity. He is really quite a go-to guy when he's got something that he's taken responsibility for. He steps up and he gets the job done in a really effective fashion.
Yeah.
He was the gentleman who organized the most recent Freedom Fest here in the Keene area and just did a bang-up job, better than I ever did, because I'd organized one of them in the past, and mine paled in comparison to his. And, of course, actually, as an aside, the city of Keene, New Hampshire, is actually after him for organizing Freedom Fest.
That's right.
So he's actually got to show up in the city of Keene's court coming up on, I think, the 3rd of March. So that's after some of this other stuff has occurred, that they went after him. So the state is all over the place after Mike Barsky, and that's why we need to get behind him to show our support for this great activist. Head over to jailedactivist.info if you want to learn more about Mike, if you want to find out what his address is at the Valley Street Jail. It says it's Willow Street. But anyway, it's the Manchester jail here.
Yeah.
The address is there. There's a phone number there. You can call the jail. You can call the district. Contact the district court. All the details are at jailedactivist.info. Plus, Mike Barsky is also the man that came up with mail-2-jail.com. And it's a great little website that allows somebody to just go and type their message, type a letter, and then send it through this website. It is then printed out. Well, it was printed by Mike. Now he's in jail, so obviously he can't do this. But Mike would take the letters from people, print them out, actually physically put them in envelopes, put his own stamps on there, and mail them to the person who's in jail. So it's kind of like a go-between to allow you to send mail to a jailed activist like myself or Lauren Canario or Russell Canning, somebody who was already in jail who's not currently.
Right.
But Mike would essentially take your messages. He was using his own money for the stamps and was using and then providing the service of actually printing, folding, stuffing them in envelopes, and sending them to the individual who was in the jail cell.
He's taking donations for that, too.
He is taking donations.
Cool.
And, in fact, I sent a $25 donation to mail-2-jail.com the other night just to support this, because I think it's a great idea. And he did put somebody in charge of the website in his absence. So Mail to Jail is active right now, and you can actually use it to send mail to Mike Barsky if you would like.
You know, I'm glad you bring this up right at the start, Ian, because I think for people who are new to listening to the program or, you know, visiting websites of real freedom lovers, people who really look at the roots of the conflict between the free individual and all of the things that have been piled upon him over the years that people just accept because out of tradition, they don't know that anything operated in any different way. When they see a story about a guy, if they read the Milford Cabinet, which is the Milford newspaper in the area, or they read the New Hampshire Union Leader or whatever, and they see the story about Mike, they'll say, oh, well, another guy busted doing something that, you know, sounds dangerous on the roads. But it opens an opportunity for people to start to look at the way things operate and say, oh, is he really harming anyone? If this were Disney World and he were pulled over on a Disney parking lot with that stuff and they didn't allow it, and they say, hey, we don't want you coming back, I'd be totally fine with that.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
It's a different deal when you get the state involved.
Toll-free number here is 800-259-9231, but I didn't even get to what happened at the trial today or the hearing. We'll get to that next. It's Free Talk Live.
Now, a revealing glimpse into the life of one of our most celebrated yet private novelists, John Grisham, author of the masterful new legal thriller, The Associate.
While certainly not a recluse, John Grisham enjoys a degree of privacy uncommon among people of his status. He rarely gives interviews, and don't look for the Grishams at Hollywood premieres or New York parties. BookReporter.com asked John if he ever felt the need to run from the burden of celebrity and the demands of a too adoring public. He replied, "I wanted to run away from the law, but not like my main character in The Partner. I have a wonderful wife, great kids, and a great family. My desire was to make a quick fortune, a typical lawyer's dream, and run away from the profession. Now, though, I'm very content. I can hide from the fame."
To learn more, visit jgrisham.com. If you thought Mitch McGear was in trouble in The Firm, wait until you meet The Associate. Kyle McAvoy is a brilliant young attorney, a rookie associate at the world's largest law firm, but he also has a dark secret, one that falls into the wrong hands. He's coerced into taking part in a scheme that could send him to prison or get him killed, making his first case his last. The Associate, John Grisham at his pulse-pounding, page-turning best. Available now, wherever books are sold.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Time is more precious than money. You could be running out of time. I want to share something with you about your body. Quote, "Make no mistake about it, parasites are the most toxic agents in the human body. They are one of the primary underlying causes of diseases and are the most basic cause of a compromised immune system." Dr. Hazel Parcells, PhD. Quote, "We have a tremendous parasite problem right here in the U.S. It is just not being addressed." Dr. Peter Wina, quote, "In terms of numbers, there are more parasitic infections acquired in this country than in Africa." Dr. Frank Nova, chief of the Laboratory for Parasitic Diseases of the National Institute of Health. As you can see, parasites are more dangerous than you think. For about a buck a day, you can rid yourself of all parasites. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Call us, 928-308-0400. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea. Make an investment in your life. And P.S. I really like it.
Your engine is the heart of your vehicle. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to determine whether it's going to go the long run? Or should you dump your vehicle before you experience a major expense? The military has developed such a technology, and it's called oil analysis. By taking a mere 4-ounce sample during an oil change, you can get an easy-to-read, complete report by an independent laboratory covering engine wear, oil condition, and contamination. You could expect to pay hundreds of dollars or more for someone to look inside your engine. But now, for only $14.95, we will send you a test kit with easy-to-follow directions. Yes, just $14.95. Then you can speak directly with one of our experts on your engine's condition and how to make it last longer. Act now, and we'll pay the shipping to you. Visit oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com, or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371. 888-873-7371.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Gart.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are completely free. So enjoy those on us, and those features include the updates. You get signed up, we keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Also, I want to tell you about the Liberty Forum. It's coming up in early March, and we're going to be there. All of us are going to be there.
Oh, man.
Are you going to be doing some emceeing this year?
Going to be doing some emceeing, and it's. I got a message from Chris, and he talked to me about possibly speaking. So I would love it. I've got something all set on. Oh man, I just love getting it. It's just the best.
It's
thing.
A good time. It's so really is. A good
I can't
time.
Even express it. I might be speaking. Blah blah blah. Duh.
It's going to be the third one. 2009 Liberty Forum happening first weekend in March in Nashua, New Hampshire, the beautiful Crown Plaza Hotel. It's March 5th through the 8th. And we're going to be there broadcasting live as we did last year. So not only will you get to meet the guard dog, you'll also get to meet the rest of Free Talk Live. Plus, you'll get to meet really big names like Glenn Jacobs. You might know him as WWE's Kane. Or perhaps you've heard of Dr. Mary Ruart by listening to this show and listening to us just fawn over her book, Healing Our World. She will be there speaking.
Oh, man.
So many people. Richard Heller from the Heller versus DC gun case over 2008. Huge Supreme Court case. Richard Heller is a free stater. He's going to be moving here to New Hampshire. Glenn Jacobs, also a free stater, already purchased a home in New Hampshire. So a lot of these people that are going to be speaking there are already free staters, and they're there talking and giving speeches and panel discussions, and there are also, of course, going to be networking opportunities, luncheons, dinners.
And there's a bowling alley right down the street.
Is there really? So?
Yeah, there's a bowling alley. I used to go there when I was a kid.
I didn't even think to step out of that hotel last time. There's just
except for when we had pizza with that Paul Wilson.
That's true. We did go out to the pizza place. That was pretty fun.
Was
so it's a lot of fun. You get to meet a lot of neat people. And there are also, besides all those big names, there are also hundreds of people there that are like you. They think like you do. They love freedom. They love liberty. And a number of them have already moved to New Hampshire. Some of them, maybe like you, are considering moving to New Hampshire. So it's really just a great time to get a taste for what things are like here in New Hampshire. In fact, some people have suggested that there might be we were just talking about Mike Barsky, one of the Free State Project members who was recently arrested. He's now sitting in a jail cell awaiting his trial on March 12th. And someone has already suggested that there should be a special protest scheduled during the Liberty Forum to have an unusually large number of activists go out to the jail and protest, a couple hundred people or something like that. So there may be some extra things that are just spontaneously scheduled during the Liberty Forum that you're not going to see if you go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum and get a list of what's going on, what's happening.
Can you still get the discount?
You can get our discount. It's a 10% discount.
FTL.
Use our discount code, which is FTL. Excuse me. It's 2009 FTL. That's 2009 FTL. And that gets you 10% off. Plus, you can buy a la carte stuff. So if you can only make it up for a Saturday or a Sunday or something like that, you don't have to pay for the whole weekend. But you probably want to make a move on this now. I mean, we're about a month out at this point. So you want to make a move on this while you can still get a hotel room in that hotel. Because it's a pain in the butt to be down the street. You don't want to be in another hotel. All of the action
is
happening
in
the Crown Plaza.
We had that happen when we were in Washington, D.C. We had to hop in a taxi cab every time we wanted to go to the convention, and it just stunk.
So we'll see you there. Head over to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. Get more information. That's freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. So to continue my story from this morning, why I was up at 6:30, I went out in a carpool with a number of free staters. Lauren Canario was one of them, and Dale from AnarchyInYourHead.com also appears on this radio program. So a number of free staters went up, probably about 10, I would say, which isn't too bad for 7 in the morning or 8 in the morning. And so we all headed out to Milford, where Mike Barsky, one of the activists here, was going to be they were having a hearing, which is the arraignment, where they essentially say, okay, you're being charged with this, this, and this. And in his case, it was all a bunch of peaceful, nonviolent stuff, like open container, speeding, not showing up for court, expired registration, no New Hampshire driver's license. And that was where he was given the opportunity to put in a plea. And he chose not guilty. So there has been a trial scheduled for March 12th. And so that's another time at which the Free Staters will activate and show up in support of Mike. And again, you can get more information about Mike and how to contact him at jailedactivist.info. But what happened there was really interesting. Beyond Mike was what happened to two of the activists that were there attending in support of Mike. One of them, Jesse, who's one of the bloggers at freekeen.com, was arrested as he attempted to enter the courtroom wearing a skull cap. One of these winter skull caps.
Right.
It's cold. It's cold outside, sure. And he attempted to enter the courtroom. He was stopped by one of the bailiffs. The judge demanded that he remove the hat. And he said he would not based on religious for religious reasons.
I love that.
And I guess the judge asked him for some sort of specific reason, which he didn't really come up with. I think that if you're asked for a specific reason, I think God told me to.
That's a good enough one. Very good.
Well, you know, you learn these things.
But it's hard to think on your feet when you're up against these coercive, threatening, authoritarian types. And so he stood his ground. He refused to remove his hat. They told him that he should leave if he didn't want to remove the hat. He did not leave, and he did not remove his hat. So they ended up arresting him and taking him out of the room. It was shortly after that that Charlie, who may very well be the littlest free stater, I mean, this guy is, if you think I'm skinny and small.
And I do.
Yeah, then you haven't seen Charlie yet. He's got to be the littlest guy of all the free staters that I've ever seen.
Diminutive.
Yes, very small and a very young man. And he was outside the courtroom when Jesse was getting arrested. He also was wearing a skull cap.
Now, it's cold.
Now, Charlie hadn't actually made an attempt to enter into the courtroom. He was just outside, and I was already in the courtroom. Jesse was under arrest. Everybody else was in the courtroom. It was Charlie that was going to be the last person in. But they weren't allowing him in, and I don't think he was even trying to get in at that point. He was having a discussion with the bailiffs about what are the rules for hats in courtroom or something like that. I wasn't privy to the whole conversation. But then we heard a commotion, and the prosecutor steps out, and we heard him accuse Charlie of assaulting one of the bailiffs, which, if you know Charlie...
Yeah,
he's not going to do something like that. He wouldn't have touched these people.
Yeah, of course, the problem is... Even just touching, they'll say.
But he didn't.
Yeah,
touch.
That's the thing.
And they didn't accuse him. They didn't actually charge him with assault. So clearly they did not have anything on him. But after accusing him of assault, it was shortly thereafter that they just decided to arrest him for disorderly conduct, which they and by the way, I was trying to get out of the courtroom during
this. To see what was going on.
Yeah, because I heard the commotion. And so I pushed on the door, and the bailiff is right outside the door. He pushes the door shut.
Right.
So I tried to open the other door. There's two doors right next to one another. I tried to open the other door. He pushes that door shut. I said, excuse me, are we being imprisoned here?
Wow.
Because they wouldn't let us out of the courtroom. And so shortly thereafter, they did allow me to exit. By that point, they had Charlie shoved up against the wall of the courthouse, the antechamber or the gathering room there. They shoved him up against the wall. There were at least three bailiffs against this probably 110-pound kid.
That's how they roll.
He's not very much. And apparently they did something to hurt him because he was definitely – they made him cry. They made this guy cry, and it was really awful what they were doing to him and how they were treating him. He had not harmed anybody, but yet they were bullying this guy. And they then arrested him. They took both of them down to the police station. And, of course, if you know the activists up here, we didn't just pile in our cars and go home. We went to the police station. 800-259-9231, a little more to the story here, and we'll take your calls about what you want at 800-259-9231. Do you have activism like this going on where you live? Do you have people backing up people like Charlie and Jesse and Mike where you live? I don't think so. That's why, one of the reasons why this is a really special place. It's Free Talk Live.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box, and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water store. Storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them, and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. eFoods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $21.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the three-day responder, you'll understand why families trust eFoods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $21.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Free Talk Live, it's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. The Shrine of Female Listeners, by the way, is included there. We've got dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
If you've been looking to spice things up in the bedroom or fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adameve.com, get 50% off of one item when you type in FTL at the offer code coupon checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. It's 50% off with offer code FTL at adameve.com, and they come quickly and wrapped discreetly. Adameve.com.
800-259-9231. So the activists were out and about this morning. We first had gone to a hearing for one of the activists here in New Hampshire, Mike Barsky, who has been arrested on a bunch of peaceful, consensual crimes, nonviolent man, and they've thrown him in a jail cell. You can get details on how to contact Mike at jailedactivist.info. But it was during Mike's hearing that, or I guess just before the hearing, that two Free Staters were arrested. Jesse from FreeKeen.com, as well as Charlie, who's one of the newer, younger, and most fragile, as far as his size is concerned, Free Staters. And, of course, these big bully cops decided to throw Charlie up against a wall and physically harm him.
It's amazing.
It was outrageous.
And, of course, after keeping you out, you come and see that this is the end result of what they've been doing while you haven't been able to get out of the room.
Yep. So it was just it was an amazing affair this morning. And so we didn't stop there, of course. After they'd arrested those two, we then followed them to the police station, hung out there for a little while waiting to see what was going to happen. We got a call saying that from somebody else who I guess Jesse had called. Because that was the only number he remembered. When you get arrested, they take your phone, and if you remember a number, then you can call it. So he remembered the number of a friend of his who then called one of us in the lobby. We found out they were going to be taking him back for his arraignment on the disorderly conduct charge, which is one of their two favorite charges. I think they love the disorderly conduct charge, and then there's also contempt of court. They love that one, too.
Yeah.
But this time they chose disorderly conduct for the both of them. And so what we did this time was we split the activists up because we had about 10 people or eight or 10 people. So we split up into two groups. One group went back to the court. The other group stayed at the jail. And sure enough, they actually ended up sending both of them back to the court. We saw them arrive, called the other activists. They came back to the court. And then they had their arraignments. They both pled not guilty. Or actually, Charlie refused to enter a plea. Charlie was brilliant. It was just a genius. He's a genius.
Yeah.
I can tell. I mean, based on how he handled himself in court today. And he's so quiet, too, so I didn't really expect much out of him. He's really a reserved, introverted, quiet guy. But when he was up in front of the court, the judge, and I'm not going to remember his exact phrase here, so I'm paraphrasing. But essentially, the judge said she was administering justice and blah, 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 and she was going to enter a plea for him because he refused to enter a plea because he said the reason he refused to participate was because he didn't want to grant this court any illusion of the claim that they were actually administering justice.
Wow.
He just slapped the judge right in a verbal slap right in the face, and it was
That's
just amazing.
Great.
Yep. So they ended up, both Jesse and Charlie ended up getting released on recognizance. They scheduled a trial date. And so that's where it sits right now. It's going to be at the end of February. So I think it's going to be the 25th that both of them are going to have their disorderly conduct charges, which is, by the way, apparently a Class A misdemeanor. So they're both facing up to a year in jail and
I love
a $2,000 fine.
That nebulous word, disorderly conduct, nebulous term.
Yeah, it means you're
conduct.
Doing what we have told you not to do.
Yeah, and especially since, you know, the orderliness is, you know, supposed to be based on what? Is that subjective, objective, and or is it based on you're not conforming to our order? I just thought, well, maybe we can just take it in a secondary way and say you're being disorderly. In other words, you're not following our orders inside mm-hmm. our courtroom rather than the typical way that people would understand disorderly.
And they also believe that if people are allowed to get away with little things like wearing a hat in court or staying seated while a judge comes into the room, the government people really do feel threatened by actions like that. They really feel as though the whole so-called justice system is really just kind of balancing on the head of a pin, and that if two people were to be allowed to wear hats in the courtroom, that the entire criminal justice system would come crumbling apart. This is the mentality that they have. I mean, it was evidenced when I was railroaded in court a few months ago. It was evidenced in the written opinion by the judge on why he threw me in a prison cell for 93 for a sentence of 93 days. His opinion was that essentially the administration of justice had been put in jeopardy by my actions, which was to ask a question
and then hesitate as to whether you should be standing or sitting.
The administration of justice was put in danger because of a little bit of disobedience. So these guys really believe that if people were to be allowed to do these things, that it would just all come crashing apart. It's amazing. And so it really does speak to how desperate they are to hold on to what power they have. That if there were to be something like, a sit-in or a hat-in, since that they don't like hats very much, people could bring some hats in and I'll pull them out, put them on in the court, or something like that. If there were to be some sort of level of large-scale disobedience, and when I say large, I mean 10 or more people, they probably wouldn't have enough bailiffs to arrest everybody, number one.
That's right.
And number two, it would be a major shot across the bow to say, we don't respect you and you can't force us to. And that's essentially what they're trying to do here. When they demand that everybody stands when the judge walks in a room, when they demand that you take your hat off or else, they're essentially saying, you will do things that we believe show respect for us and our process, even if you do not have that respect.
You must lie.
Exactly. You will pretend as though you have respect for this, because we don't want anyone else to see that you don't. We don't want anyone else to see that you don't and see you having the courage to show that you don't, because it could spread. People could get ideas from this sort of thing. And we all know how dangerous ideas can be. So I just wanted to share today's activities with you guys. That's what happened to me this morning.
Incredible.
1-800-259-9231. So, you know what? Of course, what I was left thinking after all of it was said and done, I mean, besides my appreciation for the courage of these activists and just being amazed by being able to be a part of this and be around them and inspired by them. By the way, I took both guys out to lunch, bought them lunch on.
Good for you.
Because, well, they didn't have to do what they did, and they did, and it was amazing. But, of course, I found myself thinking, wow, well, this, how could this have been better? How could we have done this better? What could make this better in the future? And, of course, my number one answer is more activists. I mean, the fact is, if we had 40 people, it would have been a completely different situation.
Right.
And it wouldn't be hard. I mean, we have enough people to get 40 if we really pushed it. And of course, this was short notice. Right. This was a short notice thing. Barsky was arrested over the weekend. We scheduled this for Monday morning because that was when the hearing was. But man, if we have, I mean, right now we've got a few hundred activists in New Hampshire. When it gets up to 2,000 activists, it won't be hard to pull 40 people out for a Monday morning and go to something like this.
And imagine it, like you said, if everyone were to, just with the example that you brought up, everyone were to walk in, put a hat on inside the court, or not stand when the judge comes in. Yeah, either one. And imagine what they would do. It was going through my mind just for a fleeting instant. Would the cops try to, would they pull their guns on people? Would they try to arrest a large group of people? Would they say, well, we're going to arrest one as everyone leaves en masse?
Yeah, if you try to leave, then
at least we're going to get one. And then you say to them, well, guess what? We're not the ones who are going to be back tomorrow. There'll be others who will be back tomorrow. Mm. And then we'll come back later on.
So a whole new group of people comes in.
And there'll be another group. Yeah. And you have different groups organized and initiated, ready to go. It'll be very
interesting. I love that idea. And yeah, so as more people come here, the possibilities continue to expand. And plus, the more people you get together, the more not only are possibilities expanding, but the ideas will start to flow faster. People will begin to generate an idea. They'll put it out there. Other people will step up and say, I'm interested in that, and they'll jump on board, and that'll lead to another idea, and that'll lead to another idea, and all of this activism will lead to more people seeing what's happening here, getting interested, because there is nothing like this happening anywhere else in America. I don't even know if it's happening anywhere else in the world. Yeah. There's no level of activism like this. And again, we haven't even been talking about the political stuff. So if you're into political stuff, there's a lot of that going on here in New Hampshire as well.
A lot of successful political stuff going on. Yep.
And again, numbers will help that too. So whatever it is that floats your boat, whatever it is you're interested in, whether it's disobedience, marketplace activism, creating liberty media, doing political stuff, it's all here, and the best activists are coming here. So head over to freestateproject.org, learn more, and we'll come back with more of your calls coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real social security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen, it's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens, and if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-603-6487 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-603-6487. That's 1-800-603-6487. Again, 1-800-603-6487.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit OrganicaSeed.com. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's ORGANICA seed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
When times get tough, we must all decide what's most important in life. At EnduringRose.com, we believe that lasting relationships are what make life most meaningful. Showing our loved ones that we care is what helps us find happiness in an uncertain world. Enduring Rose can help. We have taken real roses, the universal symbols of love, and coated them in eternal and precious 24-karat gold. These roses, forever preserved in either white or yellow gold, will never wither and never die. Unlike traditional roses, they will endure as a timeless symbol of your love. These roses, either singles or bouquets, are sensible and affordable Valentine's Day gifts that will impress and deeply touch that special someone in your life. Show her that your love will weather the storm by giving her a gold-dipped rose from Enduring Rose. We offer military discounts and free shipping on qualified orders. That's E-N-D-U-R-I-N-G, Rose, EnduringRose.com, or call 702-453-7455. That's 702-453-7455.
Every 23 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Rapes, robberies, carjackings, assaults. You can find statistics all day long and tell yourself it probably won't happen to you. But those statistics won't mean anything if you become a victim. It's been said the best offense is a good defense. Prepare yourself by visiting www.aaa-safetyfirst.com. Check out the huge selection of pepper sprays, stun guns, self-defense DVDs, personal alarms, home protection supplies, and hidden cameras. If there's a woman in your life, there's a self-defense product right for her. Don't be a victim. Visit www.aaa-safetyfirst.com and use coupon code GCN to receive a huge 10% discount off your order. That's www.aaa-safetyfirst.com or call 719-289-0440. 719-289-0440 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number for you to bring up what you want is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do so by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing new listeners on board around the world on the internet. So if you want to help us spread the show and spread the ideas of freedom, go to amp.freetalklive.com, get on board. You get access to perks like the Amply call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details at amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to your phone calls and talk to Dave in Athens, listening to WAIS. Hello, Dave.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hey, super. Good, what's on your mind?
I was displaced over the weekend. Did you get my email?
I did get an email from you. What happened?
Well, the power went out, and trees came on the line.
Oh, dear.
And took down all the power.
That's no fun. How did you send an email during that?
I was at the library.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So how long was it out for? Did they get it back quickly?
They got it back on Sunday.
So wait, when did it happen?
Wednesday.
So, wow, that's a long time to be without power.
It's not like those people in Kentucky, though, at least, huh?
You didn't have a generator at the house?
No.
Did you have a generator?
No, I didn't.
Did you stay in your home or did you go somewhere else?
I went somewhere else.
Yeah, it's tough, man. Is it snowing down there in Ohio?
It was warm today.
I have to say it warmed up like crazy today.
Warm is pretty relative when you're talking about winter up north.
Thanks, Dave. Hope you survived that.
Oh,
yes, sir?
Yes.
I've seen Kane wrestle, and I also heard Sean Morley call in once.
Yep,
and you're correct. Yeah. Sean Morley is a fan of Free Talk Live.
There was one other guy, too. Richie?
Oh, shoot, what is that guy's name? He does the technology show. Michael somebody, I think. Anyway,
hey,
thanks.
I'll call back later. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, dude. 800-259-9231. If he called more often, we'd remember him. 1-800-259-9231.
Well, let him plug his darn podcast.
Oh, man, I don't remember. I think it was like the T4 show or something like that. Mm-hmm. I don't recall. All right, we continue here and talk to Paula in Florida. Paula, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hi, hon. I'm really proud of these guys, what they're doing. I really am.
All right.
Okay.
But anyway, there's something that needs to be talked about. We've got a serious problem with our VA hospitals. Somebody just told me, said they're trying to kill off as many possible. They're using them as guinea pigs, and my husband's over there right now. And I talked to some doctors today that's over there working with his case. And, I mean, they don't know anything about the newest procedures. They've never been trained in it. So I raised Cain with that hospital. They got doctors coming now over from Shand Hospital at Gainesville. And but I tell you what, this is horrible. I mean, everybody I've talked to today said the same thing. Said don't go anywhere near those hospitals.
You know, a lot of people are dissatisfied with the VA hospitals all over the place, and not just people who had their personal data screwed up because of the VA hospitals, but you know, just there was an instance, what was it, almost a year and a half ago, Ian, where they went into one of the VA hospitals, very, very poorly run, and all of a sudden everybody's trying to pay attention to the VA hospitals. Hey, it's a government system, and, you know, it's unfortunate, and
it's
socialism.
Believers.
Yep.
I mean, if you want to see what universal health care is going to be like for everybody, look at the VA hospitals.
We've got some good hospitals, and we got Mayo Clinic, and we got, you know, Shands. And
yeah, but imagine, Paula, what will happen to those hospitals when the government takes over running them.
Well, I imagine we'll probably have a lot of doctors leaving. I mean,
yep, you're absolutely right about that. Thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. In fact, if you talk to the good doctors, they're telling you they're leaving now.
Yeah.
Because the paperwork and the regulations.
See the writing on the wall.
Sure.
Yeah.
The regulations and the paperwork just continue to increase. They've got better things that they'd rather be doing instead of filling out government forms.
Yeah, imagine the floating hospital boats that'll start appearing outside 200 miles outside the limits.
Well, yeah, maybe they'll be along with the seasteading things, the floating places to live as well.
Yeah.
So we continue here, 800-259-9231. Oh, by the way, it is the T4 show. You were talking about wrestlers that listen to this show, and the gentleman's name is Michael Manna. One or the other.
Yeah.
All right, we continue and talk to Apo in Florida. Apo, you're on Free Talk Live.
This is Apo.
Apo.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, fellas. Loving the show.
No problem, you're on the air.
I wanted to touch base with you about your ideas. I know you guys are libertarians, so I wanted to ask you about your ideas about contraband substances in a free market economy.
Okay.
Like substances, for example, like plutonium. Do you think plutonium should be like readily available to the public? As they just, you know.
What do you think the demand is for plutonium?
Well, I know that people would try to buy it if it was available.
When you say people, do you mean a person or two, or do you mean like everybody? Because I don't want any plutonium.
Me neither.
Okay, I understand what you're saying, but it's just really a general question.
It's a great example.
Plutonium
is a very dangerous substance, just like so many other dangerous substances that are out there, and many dangerous substances which are perfectly legal for people to move about. And if we were in a private society under which we did not have government regulations, the interests of people and concerns of people about things like plutonium would be reflected much better. Because you wouldn't have the government getting involved in what happens to the plutonium, whether you like it or not, it's going to be buried in a mountain near you in Nevada. It would be based on the ability of people to get into business and the fact that they don't want to have all of their money taken from them for making a mistake. It would be based on insurance liability. It would be based on the fact that if you want to deal in this sort of thing and you want to bring plutonium energy to people through the use of plutonium, through nuclear physics, then in order to operate in this fashion, in order to buy this sort of thing, in order to get enough money to do it, and in order to go into business, investors are going to want to be very, very careful that you're using it properly. And so you'll have an even better protocol set up in the private paradigm than the government paradigm, which doesn't care because they don't have any liability.
I think that's a brilliant answer. Apo, your thoughts?
Well, I guess I agree with your guys' thing on the war on drugs. I fully agree with that, that's being handled poorly, very badly. But I also think that, you know, we do need the government to intercede in things like, you know, really dangerous substances like plutonium and highly enriched uranium and things like that.
Apo, what is it that makes you believe that the men and women calling themselves the government are the best group of men and women to do such a thing?
I don't see anybody else being capable of doing it.
Okay, maybe that's just because you don't have any vision in this area.
When you've seen the major terrorist acts out there, and I'll admit to you that the guy going into a McDonald's is a terrorist act, and I certainly wouldn't want plutonium in his hands. But when you see most of these terrorist acts out there, most of them are committed because of the government.
Look at the Soviet Union. After the breakup of the Soviet Union, Mark, it's a great example. I don't mean to jump in and stop your point.
Oh, I'm used to it, Gardner. Don't worry about it.
No, go ahead.
No, please.
Well, you inspire me. You know, if you bring it down to its core elements, not to bring up a pun when I'm talking about plutonium, but if you bring it to its core elements, and it's a fascinating question. It's a really good question for the exercise of one's intellect on this, because
it's real crucial.
It's exactly. You look at, for what purposes? For energy purposes, if someone wants to get into it prima facie so people see it in the marketplace, he is going to have to find a place to produce this energy. There are going to be neighbors who will or will not think that he's going to have to come up with some way to pay for potential damages. If this is that risky a substance, then the risk will be so high that he would have to have a very strong safety protocol to be able to get the insurance, so that if he brings harms to anyone else within a certain radius or downwind, then that would be covered. If you look at the other side of it, and the government side of it, what was the one of the major stories that came out of the breakup of the Soviet Union, which was, where did all this plutonium go? Where did all this uranium go? Where did all these substances for nuclear missiles go after the breakup of the Soviet Union? They were wondering what happened to this stuff. They couldn't account for tons of it. Tons of it was left in nuclear waste was left all over the place, just rotting in these rotting containers. Because, of course, the government was defunct, and the people who ran it, they had no liability. So if you look at it, I think, in the private paradigm versus at least the example that we've seen in the government paradigm, it's very, very unlikely that anyone who is going to be up front in the marketplace would not try to deal with this in some sort of way that was acceptable to the very people who supposedly would be voting for the government to protect them in the first place. If you think that the government can do it because people are going to vote for representatives to make decisions about where it's going to go, then why can't you trust those people to just come up with their own rules themselves? Apo, any thoughts?
I don't think, first of all, the insurance companies have to be regulated to begin with. If you don't have regulations on them, they're going to issue guys insurance for whatever they want, whenever they want it.
You know what I'd like to suggest that you do, Apo? I'd like to suggest that you take a look into what regulations are really about. In fact, if we get a chance, we'll talk more about regulations here a little bit later in the show, because I have a great story about how it is that regulations are nothing more than the laws that are written down in order to protect the existing business people in a given industry. So if we're talking about the insurance industry, it's the insurance industry that wants to be regulated, because if they are regulated, then it means that you, Apo, could not just go and start your own insurance company and compete with those guys, because the government has put up all kinds of hoops that you'd have to jump through, which would dramatically increase your cost and possibly make it even impossible for you if, for instance, the government is limiting the amount of people that can be in that marketplace. So regulations don't actually help as you believe that they do. Thank you for the call. More coming up. Hour 2 is on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast. Are taxes, food, energy, housing, medical forcing Americans into poverty? Is free enterprise flawed, or is our monetary system forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? The answers are in Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about the Fed and central banking. Hi, Ted Anderson. I will give a U.S. silver dollar to everyone who purchases this book. Call 800-686-2237. It's critical to be made aware of the system. Get your copy today, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.